Detective Eric Edson in with us right now from the Sheboygan Police Department. Eric, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Kelly. I'm great.
Of course, if you're a regular listener, you know Eric joins us usually a couple of times a month, always keeps us on top of scams and fraud that's impacting the area, and it's Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
It is, right? Very important topic. You know, we talk about education being the most important part of prevention with scams and frauds, and Cybersecurity Awareness Month is just meant to draw attention to the fact that it's very important to protect your networks, your data, your devices, and there's simple things that we can all do that will help us at least mitigate the chances that our information or our devices are hacked. There's so many different ways that scammers and hackers, criminals use to try to get your personal information, to try to trick you. But there are some simple ways that they use technology through malware and things to get access to your devices. And it's just important to understand how you can simply lock down your devices or tips that you can use when you're online, when you're using email. And not just your computer, but your phone, any device that's connected to the internet. And we won't talk about it today, but I would go so far as to say, we've talked about the Internet of Things and all the devices that people have at their homes, whether it's a smart thermostat, whether it's lighting, a smart TV, all these different things. They're all connected to the internet, and they can all be compromised if not properly protected.
So what are the biggest threats?
So the one that we talk about the most and that I think we see the most are phishing attempts. So that's someone trying to get purport to be someone else, either through a malicious website, through an email, trying to pretend to be someone else to get your information. And once they have your information, that could be your personal information to commit identity theft, or it could be your financial information, getting access to your computer, sending an email saying, click this link, or something bad is going to happen. You click the link, and that installs malware on your computer, which we're going to talk about in a second, and that allows them to access your computer. So all those phishing emails is probably the biggest threat right now, and people just need to understand that you never, ever click on links in unsolicited emails.
Yeah, I was telling you before we went on the air, I got an email last week saying my personal email through Hotmail, and I got an email saying I was about my account was about to expire or something like that, and then I needed to click on this link to make sure that I could still access my email and contacts and all. And I knew it was a scam,
right? And a lot of people, though, in that moment, that sense of urgency, they might be tricked into doing that because the scammers have gotten better at making those emails seem more legitimate with a logo or something like that from the company, and you might not even have had a Hotmail account, but if they send out enough of those emails, they're going to run into somebody that does.
Sure.
And they get one or two people a day or so to click on those links, and that's a good day for them. So, just never click on those links.
Yeah, so malware, you wanted to touch on that, Eric?
Yeah, so malware can really damage your computer by installing either a virus or some kind of software. One of the most common is a keylogger program, and I think a lot of people don't understand how easy it is. So if let's say that you're traveling and you go to the airport and they have all these charging stations around the airport, a criminal that knows what they're doing can easily install a device behind that USB connection so that when you plug in your charging cord into that outlet and then plug it into your phone, that acts as a data transfer point for your data. And they can have programs that are loaded onto the thumb drive or whatever behind that USB, load that onto your phone, and now they have access to your phone. In just a little bit, we'll talk about public Wi-Fi. That's another way that people on public Wi-Fi, they can see what keys you're typing. So if you enter your password and they have malware installed in your computer, they can see the keys that you're typing for your password, and now they have access to your account. So avoiding malware avoiding that being installed in your computer is really a big privacy threat as well.
Big time. And then identity theft and scams are also two biggies, right?
Yeah, and that's just to illustrate that it doesn't even really take someone using a computer. There's a lot of ways that people can get your personal information. They can steal your wallet. They can overhear if you're talking on your phone and discussing sensitive information. They can eavesdrop on your conversation. A lot of people don't shred their sensitive documents or their financial documents before they throw them in the garbage. I think everyone should have a shredder at home to shred your bank statements or any kind of thing that's got your personal information on it, because people do go through the garbage. People go into mailboxes and steal mail that you put out to get your account numbers off a check or something like that. So just being aware that identity theft and those kinds of scams are still a really big issue for law enforcement and for the public.
It's a good idea, getting a shredder. I need to do that too. I've got so much that's just piling up at home that I just want to throw out, but it's like I got to shred it first because it's too risky to just throw it in the garbage and throw it in a dumpster,
It is. is, and it's a lot of those shutters are super inexpensive, and you just, you know, you get one of those cross-cut shutters that really, you know, destroys that paper and makes it impossible to, for people to put it back together. And but if you just throw away, you know, think about what's on a statement. You know, a lot of times your account number, it amazes me, the credit card company will send you your credit card statement, and right on there is your full account number right, right on the statement.
Right.
If someone steals your mail, or if you just throw that in the garbage and someone gets access to that, they have your account number, your name, and with a little bit more information, they can easily perpetrate crime against you.
That's right. So what are ways, Eric, that people can lower the risks for all this?
Real simply, you can install antivirus on your computer, on your phone. Any device that's connected to the internet needs to have some kind of antivirus or malware software on it. Make sure that you update it frequently so that you're getting the latest definitions of the viruses. Run a routine scan to check for spyware, for malware, things like that. And I would recommend, don't get the free versions of these. There's some free versions of this software out there. You get what you pay for in this case, and you should really just, there's a lot of reasonably priced antivirus software programs out there. I'm not going to recommend any specific one. There's a lot of reputable ones out there. But people need to, they might think like, well, my phone is safe, or I have an Apple device. Apple's had a reputation for being fairly safe from this kind of stuff. So it's really not the case anymore. You need to be running some kind of antivirus software on your connected devices.
All right. Strong passwords. That's another good one, right?
This is a killer, and I argue with family members about this one. You know, you can't have your password be password 123 or, you know, something simple like that. I think we talked a couple of weeks ago about how easy it is for scammers to run software programs and to come up with, you know, crack your code for your, there's so many, if you look online, just do a Google search, so many people use the same like 10 passwords. So with your passwords, make sure they're at least 10 to 12 characters in length. Use numbers, symbols, letters, capital, lowercase. The best thing to do is use a password manager. There's a couple out there that are really good. They'll create unique passwords for each website. You should only have one password for one website. You shouldn't cross do it, because if one website is subject to a hack and they get your password and you're using that on other sites, they could have access to that. So getting a password manager makes it super simple. They'll create passwords for you. They'll store them. You only have to remember the one master password to unlock it. Super simple.
All right. And you talked earlier about avoiding public Wi-Fi. You want to touch on that a little
more? Yeah, this is huge. So, you know, all of us have been places where there's public Wi-Fi, and, you know, data caps aren't as big a deal as they used to be anymore. A lot of people have unlimited data on their phones and things like that. But, you know, as a hacker, I could go to Starbucks, I'm just going to use them as an example, and with the right technology, very simply, I can create a Wi-Fi hotspot that is titled Starbucks Wi-Fi. And when you get there and you're looking for the public Wi-Fi and you see that, you might connect to it thinking it's legitimate and it's really my computer that, and I'm stealing all your information. It's not hard to do with the right technology and the right know-how for people to hack into or exploit you using public Wi-Fi. If you have to use public Wi-Fi, make sure you're not entering any sensitive information like passwords, not going to your bank account sites or anything like that, and you should be using a VPN, a virtual private network. We've talked about that before. That's another program that runs. It basically encrypts your data, makes it unable for people to see in very simple terms. And again, you get what you pay for with these. So don't ever use the free ones. There are a few out there that are free. Just pay the couple bucks a month for the subscription to have a real legitimate VPN to protect your data.
All right. Computer usage guidelines. That's on here too.
Yeah, just helping kids understand. A lot of kids are online more and more. Younger kids are getting online, and just having conversations with them to let them know that they need to be safe online. Not, you know, tell them simple things like not clicking on links to verify with mom or dad before they go to certain sites and know what they're doing, because sometimes the kids can be the weakest link as far as, you know, the sites that they're visiting and their curiosity about the internet. And if they're using a home computer that's connected to your network or something like that, and they don't know what adults know, they could easily get themselves in trouble. So having those conversations with kids or even with older people that might not be as familiar with technology, just having those conversations with them about browsing the internet safely.
All right. And backing up data, that's a strong thing to do too.
That's the last one. Making sure that your data is backed up. Some people neglect to do this, and then whether or not your computer might just crash with a mechanical error. But if you're a victim of a ransomware kind of thing, or you lose your cell phone, some people lose their cell phones, if you don't have a backup, you're kind of stuck. So we recommend backing up to a physical hard drive, not just the cloud, because things can go wrong with that. You should always have your data backed up to a physical drive where you can, if something were to happen, you can get a brand new computer. If you, let's say your computer gets infected, just get get a new computer, back up your data, you should be good to go.
All right. And there's some current scams you quickly want to touch on here as we wrap things up here, Eric.
Yeah, just real quick, it's that time of year where people are signing up for health insurance, so there's a lot of open enrollment scams. Emails pretending to be your employer, just be careful with that. Student loan forgiveness, that's in the news a lot. A lot of people could be scammed doing that. And then hurricane relief is still kind of an issue. So just scrutinize those kinds of emails. Be careful who you're giving money to.
All right. Sounds good. Good stuff as always. Eric Edson, detective from the Sheboygan Police Department. Appreciate you coming in.
All right. You bet, Kelly.